Hi there, this is Ethan with the Devro Provera Help Team. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi,
this is Alicia Brown.
My name's Ahmad. I'm with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new Devro Provera claimant on the line. Her name is Alicia Brown.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. I'll go ahead and take it from here.
Thank you.
Alicia, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clear.
Hey there, Alicia. So this is Ethan. Again, I'm with the Devro Provera Help Team. We are on a recorded line here. I take it you were interested in seeing if you can participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, I'll be your intake specialist for this. Just to let you know ahead of time, many of these questions that I'll be asking you might sound familiar. I do apologize for any repetition, but we do need to double verify for the sake of the recording. Now, do you already have an attorney that's helping you file the claim?
No, I don't have one.
Okay, and can you confirm to me under penalty that you haven't signed any documents or packets of information for any other attorneys for this lawsuit, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then, Alicia, would you be filing this claim for yourself?
Yeah, just for me.
Gotcha. Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Okay, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least a year?
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. I am sorry to hear that you had to go through this, but I do hope we can help get you compensation because of that. When were you diagnosed, Alicia?
I was diagnosed in May of 2019.
Gotcha, May of 2019. Do you happen to remember the specific day? If not, that's okay.
It was the 15th. They called earlier. It's either the 15th or 16th, but I just don't put down the 15th.
Okay, I'll put down May 15th of 2019, so about 5 years ago. How are you doing now?
Thank God. Doing great.
Hey, that's really good. I'm really glad to hear that, Alicia. And what is your birthday?
Yes, Lord. My birthday is in June the 15th, 1979.
You said June 15th, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, June 15th, 1979.
1979. Gotcha. And do you happen to know anyone else that was also injured by Depo Provera that could need some help?
No, I really don't know. Not by hand, not nobody that I know of.
Yeah. If you're not sure, that's perfectly okay. We always ask just in case because we try to help as many people as we can, of course. And Alicia, was it the name brand Depo Provera specifically that you were taking?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you ever end up switching to a generic version, or were you taking Depo Provera the whole time?
No, I took that same one the whole time.
Okay. And you were using it for at least 1 year?
Yes, it was a year.
Okay. Gotcha. During that time, did you have at least 4 injections?
Yeah, I had 4. It was 4. 4 of my head. It was.
Okay.
It was 3.
You're sure it was 4?
Yeah.
Okay. And were you taking Depo Provera between 1992 to the present day?
Yes, sir.
Okay. When did you start taking Depo Provera?
I started the beginning in May when they found out about it. So I started starting in June.
Okay. What year was that?
That was in 2019.
Okay, so June of 2019, and you said you took it for a year, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that you would have stopped taking it in 2020?
Yeah. Maybe so.
Okay. Would that be June of 2020?
Yes, sir. For now.
Okay, gotcha. I just want to double check with you, actually. You did say that you were diagnosed with meningioma in May of 2019, but you started taking Depo Provera in June of 2019.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, are you sure that's correct, or did you start taking Depo Provera?
Hold on, I'm at work. Hold on, I'm trying to slow us down all this. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Still here at the store, at the job. Okay, repeat it one more time.
Okay, yeah, because in regards to this lawsuit, this is about Depo Provera causing meningioma. So did you start taking Depo Provera first and then you were diagnosed with meningioma?
Right.
Okay, gotcha. I just wanted to confirm because I guess I got the dates mixed up here. Okay, so I just want to confirm you started taking it in 2019.
Right.
Okay, but you were diagnosed in 2019 as well.
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. I just wanted to make sure. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay, what is your marital status?
Single.
Okay, and then I have your first and last name down here as Lesha Brown, Lesha, last name Brown, Brown.
Correct.
Do you have a middle name or middle initial that you go by?
No, it is Greg Lisa Brown.
Okay, do you have a suffix? Like, for example, are you a junior or a senior? Okay, and what is your social?
4284141 96.
I just want to confirm you said 428-414196.
Right.
Okay, I have your contact email down here as brownleisha2@gmail.com. And is this the best phone number to reach you at? 601-441-6393?
Right.
Okay, is this your smartphone or a home phone?
Smartphone.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's your mailing address, Leisha?
They are. Say it again. They are.
What's
Yeah.
your mailing address?
26 Kenilworth Circle. Hello?
I'm here. So,
Yes,
Leisha, what?
Kenilworth
Yeah.
Circle.
Sorry, go ahead. What is
Okay,
your
yeah.
current mailing address?
26 Kenilworth Circle, KILLINGSWORTH Circle.
You said KILLING.
Yes. WORTH.
Killingsworth, and you said Killingsworth Circle? Okay, is that the one in Columbia?
Yeah, Columbia, Mississippi.
Okay, zip code 39429.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay, I've got it here. Looks like that's correct. And is this a home or is there an apartment or unit number?
It's a house, a home.
Okay, gotcha. What was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with meningioma?
The doctor name, it was the man I told earlier was Nathan.
You said Mason?
Yeah. I
Okay.
have two of them. The man that diagnosed me is with Mary Jones. We did the surgeon at Mary Jones in Columbia, Mississippi.
Okay, gotcha. What did you say the name of this hospital was?
Marion Jenner. MARION. General Hospital.
Okay, gotcha. You said Marion General Hospital, right?
Right.
Okay, perfect. Let me just go ahead and look it up just to make sure that I have it down here correctly. Give me just a second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Marion General Hospital. That's the one on Summerall Road.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. And what did you say the name of the doctor was that diagnosed you?
Dr. David Nathan.
David Nathan. Okay, I would assume that's spelled David, last name Nathan.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming for me. I'll go ahead and copy and paste all that hospital information down here on my form as well.
Okay.
And did you say there was a different doctor that treated you?
Yeah, I have the OBGYN doctor was Dr. Joseph Washburn.
Could you spell that for me, please?
Josepha is J-O-S-E-P-H. Last name is W-A-S-H-B-U-R-N-E.
Okay. You said E at the end, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, E
okay.
at the end.
Gotcha. Joseph Washburn. And was this the same hospital?
The same hospital.
Okay, gotcha. Marion General, Sumrall Road, and that's going to be 601-736-6303. And okay, and this is in regards to when you were taking Depo-Provera. What doctor was prescribing that to you?
That was the first doctor, Dr. Nathan.
Okay, so it was so he diagnosed you, and then he also prescribed you Depo-Provera?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this was also at Marion General Hospital?
Yeah, Marion General.
Okay. Was this the same pharmacy as well, same location?
The pharmacy is in Walgreens.
You said Walgreens?
Still my pharmacy. Yeah, Walgreens still is my pharmacy.
Okay, and do you remember the address for this one?
Address. I got it. I got my mail from my purse. Okay, it's 1028 US 98, Columbia, Mississippi.
You said 1028?
Yeah, 1028 US 98, Columbia, Mississippi.
Okay, Columbia, Mississippi. 1028 US 98, Columbia, Mississippi, 39429.
Yeah, 39429.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for double checking with me there as well. And I'll go ahead and put down their phone number too. Let me see if I can find it. It's got to be somewhere in here. Walgreens. Yes, there it is, Walgreens. 601. Okay, got it. 601-736-0368. And okay, do you have any copies of medical records in regards to your diagnosis?
Yeah, I have copies.
Okay, gotcha. And we're actually almost done here. Would you be able to provide these medical records either by mail, electronically, or both?
Probably. Yeah, either or. I can fax. Y'all got fax?
Yeah,
or
I do
believe
so.
I can mail it to you.
Okay, gotcha. And now the last thing I need from you is I just need to put down an emergency contact. This is just in case anything happens to you and if we need to reach out for, in case we aren't able to reach you for an extended period of time. But in 99% of the cases, we don't. But do you have anyone you want to use as an emergency contact?
Oh, yeah. You can use my mama's name.
What's her name?
Rose Brown.
You said Rose, R-O-S-E?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and same last name as you, right?
Yes.
Gotcha, and she's your mother. Does she live with you?
Yes, right now. She is, because she's young, got a little older.
Okay, and what is her phone number?
601-674-0301.
Okay, 601-674-0301, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and does she have an email?
No, she don't have an email.
Gotcha. Okay. And then you did say she lives with you, so it would be the same home address, right?
Mm-hmm. Same address.
Okay. Gotcha. And alrighty. So in any case, I'm just going to go ahead and go through a quick checklist. I'm going to read off a few different items. It's basically just compliance, just to make sure everything that we discussed is correct. And then I'll start drafting up some documents for you to sign digitally. That should also only take a minute or so. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so let me go ahead and find my compliance sheet. Here we go. Okay, so I'll just go ahead and read these off. If any of it sounds incorrect, just go ahead and stop me. So we did confirm that you don't have an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone. It was you who was diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera. You did use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, and during that time, you took at least 4 shots. You were using the name brand Depo-Provera, and you were using Depo-Provera between 1992 to the present day.
Yes, correct.
Okay, gotcha. Let me just review. And then I do want to double check one more time. I know you did say you started using Depo-Provera in, let's see, May of, or you were diagnosed on May 15th, 2019, but then I have your start date as June of 2019 for Depo-Provera, which would be after your diagnosis. Are you 100% sure that's correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, because in my question is you, so you got diagnosed after you started taking Depo-Provera, right?
Right.
Yeah. So then did you start in May or June of 2019? Because I have your diagnosis date as May.
Keep this again. Are you confusing me now? Say it again.
Yeah. So I have your diagnosis for meningioma date. You said that was May 15th, 2019.
Yes, in May
But
when I
you.
first got the information. Yeah.
Okay, but you said you started taking Depo-Provera in, was it June or May of 2019?
I started taking the same time and I got the information about it a couple of weeks after that. When I got diagnosed with it, they started the same month of.
Oh, it was the same month?
Right.
Okay, gotcha. So they were both May of 2019.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. I do apologize. I know I've asked you that 100 times now, but I just wanted to be 100% sure. I'm probably mixing some dates up in my head, but okay, I'll go ahead and put down May 2019 for your start date then. And so then you would have stopped, you said for a year, so you stopped in May of 2020, right?
Right, correct.
Okay, gotcha. I just wanted to be 100% sure. Sorry. I'm not good with numbers and dates, so I mix these things up in my head all the time. I do apologize. In any case, now I'm going to go ahead and start drafting up these documents for you to sign. Would you prefer to receive these by text, email, or both?
I'll do both. Do both.
Okay, gotcha. So I'm going to go ahead and start making a draft and I'll start reviewing this information. I'm going to read off to you a handful of things just so I can make sure it's all correct. Because if it isn't, then we would have to get it signed again, and I don't want to have to bother you with all these things. So give me just a second here, and I'm going to go ahead and
Okay.
make my own copy first, then I'll send it to you,
All
okay?
right.
So yeah, give me just a second. I might put you on hold for just a moment while I take a second to find and review this.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, sorry, I actually forgot one more thing. Before being diagnosed with meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with cancer before this?
No.
Okay, gotcha. All right, now I can go ahead and start drafting these. Sorry, I just missed that one thing. And alrighty, I have the draft here. This is for Leisha Brown. Okay. Let me zoom in on this because it is tiny. So you live at 26 Killingsworth Circle, that's in Mississippi, 39429. Your date of birth is June 15th, 1979.
Correct.
And your social is 428414196.
Right.
Alrighty, perfect. I'm going to hit send on my end, Leisha, and you should be receiving a text message momentarily that'll contain a link to DocuSign where you can sign these digitally.
Okay.
Let me know when you get it.
Okay, I have it.
Okay, so you can go ahead and click that link and start signing. It should only take about 1 to 2 minutes. It's pretty straightforward, but if you need any help, I'll be here on the line waiting. Just let me know when you're finished.
Okay.
Just for your information as well, these are just retaining documents which gives the attorneys we partner with permission to gather your medical records on your behalf, as well as, of course, stating that they'll be representing you for this lawsuit. When you're done signing them as well, an email copy will be sent directly to you.
Okay. They say you're done signing. Do I must continue or stop?
I think you're finished. Actually, I just received it on my end, so let me give it a quick once over and make sure all the signatures ended up in the right spot. Give me just a sec. Okay, it looks like here on my end, I can see there were some spots where it needed its initials, but you did draw a full signature. So give me just a second. Let me see if I can go ahead and send that to you one more time.
Okay.
Yeah, I do apologize. I know it can be a little bit confusing with all the signatures and initials. Give me just a sec. I'm going to hit rebuild on my end. And okay, gotcha. Give me just a second here. You should be receiving a second text message in just a second. Let me know when you get that one.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, so this one, sorry, I do apologize. So there are a few fields where you do need to put a regular signature, and then there's a few where you just need to put initials. So just make sure you pay attention to which ones goes where.
Okay, let me see. Okay, completed.
Okay, give me just a second to go ahead and review this one as well. Should be okay, though. Okay, and then I see here where you put your signature looks okay, and then on the fields where you put your initials. Is that how you would normally write your initials?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right, that is correct then. And okay, sorry, I just need to review my compliance one more time because I'm, for some reason, I still feel like the dates aren't lining up on in returns in regards to your diagnosis and the when you were taking Depo-Provera. Because when I check this one more time, it does say that you're required to have used Depo-Provera for at least one full year before being diagnosed with meningioma. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah, so you're... Yeah, because I just want to reiterate again, you did tell me you were diagnosed in May of 2019, and you also started taking Depo-Provera in May of 2019.
Uh-uh, no. No, that's it. That me, you both getting everything mixed up. Yeah, I started taking, but I got diagnosed in May the 15th, 2019. But I've been taking that Depo for a long time.
Oh, okay. So what were the dates that you were taking Depo for?
I started Depo when I was, I'm 45 right now. I started taking that stuff when I was in my late 20s and 30s.
Oh, okay, yeah. So what year did you start taking it?
Ooh, that year I was like 28 or 29. I think 29 when I started that, when I was 29 years old.
Okay, yeah. Do you remember what year it was when you were 29?
No. Let me see, from 45 now, from, let's see, 45 to 29.
Actually, I can just do some math. So 1979 plus 29, that comes out to 2008. Does that sound correct to you?
Yeah, like 2008, 2019, yeah, around that time. I've been taking that meal for a long period of time.
Okay, so it wasn't 2019, it was 2009.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I am so sorry. I was mishearing you or I misheard something this entire time.
Well,
so you started...
I was... Yeah, go ahead.
Gotcha. I am so sorry about the confusion. Okay, so you started in 2009, correct? Do you happen to remember the month or the day or just...
The month? I don't really remember all that.
If not, sure, that's okay. I'll just put January 1st, 2009, okay?
Yeah, that'd be fine. I don't remember that.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, and then your stop date, you stopped in, or how many years were you taking it for?
I took that for, I started when I was 29, and I took it all the way up till I got to, like, 36 years old when I stopped taking that.
Okay, so 29 through 36, so you used it for 7 years, so you would have stopped in... 2016?
Right.
Okay, so one last time. So just to reiterate, you were diagnosed May 15th of 2019 with meningioma.
Correct, that's right.
Okay, and then as far as your Depo-Provera usage, that started in 2009 and it ended in 2016.
2016, right.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, that is the last thing I needed from you then, Leisha. I just wanted to double check on that again. I'm so sorry for the confusion. Sometimes it's hard to hear on the phone or my brain has been all over the place today. But now that that's cleared up, we are officially done with this call. So from here on out, Leisha, now that you've finished signing our documents, all I need you to do is look out for a phone call that's coming from our attorney partners. They should be reaching out sometime, I do believe within the next several days. So you just keep an eye out for that. All they're going to do is basically review all this information, make sure it's 100% correct, and then they should be able to handle everything else from there on out, okay?
Okay, then. All right.
And yeah, already, again, that's all I needed from you today, Leisha. So again, you just make sure you look out for that call coming sometime in the next several days or maybe the next week or so. It's very important that you answer that. And I do wish you all the best.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. You take care. Thank you for your time and your patience. I do appreciate you.
Okay.